Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Welcome in. One of the guys going to be in charge of all of this, Senior Coordinating Producer of NFL Films, Ken Rogers, joins us. How are you, Ken?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Very good. Very good. A lot of people are excited, obviously, about Hard Knocks coming to Cleveland. I don't know if John Dorsey, GM of the Browns, or Hugh Jackson are going to be two of them, but you've done this before, and you've seen this work out. I've covered a team that was also featured on Hard Knocks before, and so I kind of saw what that was like behind the scenes. But for people that don't know here in Cleveland, Ken, should Browns fans be at all nervous? Should they be anxious about the prospects of being involved in this?
No. In my opinion, it has zero, and in my experience, 12 years of working on this show, 10 being in charge of it, it's never had an effect on the field. And to John Dorsey's credit, he said it doesn't do anything to help. I don't think it does anything to help or hurt. It's a television show. And these players, these coaches are out there on Sundays with lots of cameras all over them. The team and press are there at practice through the summer. And we're really not that much different than everyone else other than the access. So they're used to having people around. And I have so much respect for how much goes into a game plan and how hard it is to win in the National Football League that I can't imagine whether you're on a TV show or not on a TV show ranks in the top 10,000 reasons why games are won or lost come November.
Ken Rogers joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Let me boil it down to this. Are you going to show Hugh jumping in the lake?
Oh, you know, I think you guys are probably going to cover that a lot up there, aren't you? I think we will discuss with Hugh, Coach Jackson, and everyone what we're going to shoot. I think that's a possibility, but my sense is that come August, that's going to be a story in the past, and Hard Knocks prides itself on being a show that's what happened the previous week. It's why it's so hard to produce. It's also why it gets such response is that, you know, this is an immediate show. Every time we have shot something that is a long time ago, it has to be pretty special to stand out because there's so much that happens during the actual week that we're there. And people want to see what's happening now. The sports universe moves so fast that while we might shoot it, I certainly can't say that it'll definitely make the show because if a lot of stuff happens that first week, you know, more important stuff, then that's what's going to be on air.
Well, the reason I ask that is because I used to be someone who was terrified of Hard Knocks coming to the Cleveland Browns. I thought it would be a tremendous distraction, and then I realized I didn't know what a distraction really was until Johnny Manziel showed up here. So I think that, yeah, I might have overrated it, but there were still some people I said that, hey, this is the time for it. You got young football players that people want to be getting behind and they want to know them a little bit better and this can help. And there were some people, that was the first thing they said, well, they're going to cast us in a bad light. They're going to look bad. I know that you've done some provocative stuff, Ken, and yes, there have been things that we've turned into controversies based on your shows before, based on what we've seen from other teams. Yes, there's talking points, but I don't think I've found anything in the history of NFL films that would blatantly go out of its way to make one of their football teams look bad.
No, that's antithetical to NFL Films' mission. Mm-hmm. And while Hard Knocks shows really camps as they are, warts and all, there's no going out of our way to cast a narrative. We assure everyone, including fans, that the message that's going to be put out there is determined by whatever message is being spoken and said at camp. You know, a lot of people say, wow, that Jets, you know, the Hard Knocks made Rex Ryan and the Jets seem really outspoken, and well, Coach Ryan wanted that. You know, that was something that he said to us, which was, hey, I want everyone in the National Football League to see that we're coming for him. You know, I don't want to come quietly. Coach Philbin in Miami wanted to show that the Dolphins were switching gears and were a serious football team. Everyone usually has a message come August. And whatever that is, coming from leadership in the Browns organization, that's our story. We don't really bring a story in ourselves. We consider this a pure documentary exercise, and you know, we try to translate what's happening at camp to the fans. So the people who feel like we might cast someone in a negative light, all we do is tell the story of what's going on at camp. And there will be some bad times. We've had some injuries on the show. We've had, of course, players are released or traded. There's some difficult things that happen in the National Football League, and that's why I think so many people enjoy the show, is because they know it's real. It's not a creation of PR, and it's not a creation of overtly dramatic reality television. It's just the truth.
Kent Rogers joining us now on the hotline talking about Hard Knocks. Now, you did hit on something there. You're there to also chronicle a training camp and chronicle the stories that are associated with that. And there's going to be sensitive information, sensitive dialogue, maybe some behind-the-scenes things that the team may not want to be publicized. Take us through those conversations and how maybe that's come up in the past with this show where you guys wanted to show something the teams did not want it aired.
Well, what you have to remember is this isn't getting a team on Hard Knocks isn't like seeing a pretty girl across the room and going up and asking her to dance with you, you know, for the first time. This is a relationship that we've had with the Browns, you know, since the early 1960s when NFL film started. So the relationship is there. So the trust and the understanding of each other is already present. So there is no feeling that someone that you don't know is going to come in and you're unsure of what it's going to be like. Our conversations are pretty clear. Our number one goal is to make a great TV show. Our 1A goal is to not get in the way of football operations and what the team is doing. And the 1B goal, all three being equal, is to not affect competitive balance on the field. And so there are three pillars. We don't want to cause anything that could be pushing the team out of their norm. We don't decide who rooms with who. We don't decide who makes the team. We don't decide when practice starts, anything. We just sort of go with the flow and capture what happens. And when it comes to sensitive information, it's always the football language that's usually the biggest concern with teams. Hey, that's what we call this. Sometimes there's a word that happens, you know, is in the show that no one even knows here back here at NFL Films that it's an audible. You know, it might just be a random word, as they often are, and that'll get caught in the watch through that Coach Jackson and others will watch on Tuesday morning. It's the morning of the show airing, so it's not like there's a lot of discussion about what's going to be done a week from now. It's really done very quickly, and we make sure that we don't have anything in there that could affect the team. And that's always been that way, and that's why everyone who's been on the show very quickly realizes, oh, this isn't anything I need to worry about, because as long as we're doing the right things, it's going to come off looking well. And that's been the case with things that went bad, including, you know, Chad Johnson being cut back in Miami was a huge negative, of course, a tough situation. But the Dolphins handled it the right way. We showed it exactly as they handled it. And something that could have been a huge negative, a huge national embarrassment, was presented as, oh yeah, that's how all of us would have handled it. It was a very positive experience for the Dolphins, in a very tough situation.
Kent Rogers with us in the hotline with NFL Films and Hard Knocks. Now, there's been some reticence, at least in some public interviews from John Dorsey, about having Hard Knocks in Cleveland when it was bandied about. Now we know it's going to be there. Why do you think personnel, or I should say people within some of the organizational profiles have been against something like this? If you're sitting here saying this is a relationship and you want to paint these teams in the best light, why do you feel that some people like John Dorsey are against this?
I don't think they're any different than any one of us. If someone told me that they were going to follow me for 5 weeks, I'd be, you know, unsure. I'd be a little worried. I would wonder, wait, what do I do on a daily basis that might get captured, you know, on camera? Do I do something weird? You know, is there some conversations I might not want captured? I think it's natural. If you talk to anyone at their job in their life and say, hey, the camera's going to be just following you around, I think there would be some nerves there. And that's where the experience has to start for people to really relax. After 2 days, Hard Knocks usually blends right into the background. We've heard that over and over from teams, from media that's covered camps, to the coaches, to the ownership. They say, oh, we really expected this big Hollywood production. And really it comes down to five or six crews out at practice, you know, with various wires, of course, listening in on things, but there's not a huge footprint. And then the robotic cameras in the offices, which capture a lot of meetings. But, you know, we're not showing up unannounced at people's homes and things like that. You know, it's not ambush journalism. It's really capturing the full story of what's happening at camp. And I think most people, once they realize that's the case, really relax and buy into the show and enjoy being part of it. And I hope John Dorsey will be one of those people.
Ken, in watching the show in the past, I do think that Hard Knocks has an uncanny ability to bring some of these storylines to life in a different way, and it fuels conversation both nationally and locally on some of those storylines, the prominent ones. And in this case, Baker Mayfield, the number one overall pick in the draft, his battle with Tyrod Taylor is going to be front and center. Do you guys certainly got to understand the gravity of what impact you can play on these certain storylines.
We do, and that's one of the main reasons why we've adapted this philosophy of we're not going to say anything other than present what the team is playing. If you look at what our scripts will be and what we present, we're very objective and stand apart and give the facts. And when opinions come into play as to whether things are happening positive or negative for a player, that's done completely by the team. You know, we're not going to editorialize and tell the fans what they should hear. What you see when it comes to the quarterback room and every other room for that matter is going to be what's actually happening at camp. And that, I'll tell you, in my mind, that helps me sleep at night. It helps me not worry about doing the wrong thing and saying, hey, this guy is looking great or this guy isn't. We're really just presenting, here's what's happening at camp. And if the coaches and everyone are saying this person's having a great camp and is going to win the job, well, that's what's happening at camp. I don't have to make that call. Luckily, I know a lot about filmmaking, but I let the football people make the football decisions.
All right, Ken, well, we appreciate all the insight. We know you've also done a lot of work with the 130 for 30, the two Bills, was one of the most awesome, fascinating ones. I'm sure you got the warm and cuddly side of Bill Belichick to show up on screen, which we all appreciate.
Which, again, is documentary filmmaking, is getting out what's there, but a lot of people don't see. And we hope to do that with the Browns this summer, that there's a lot of personalities and a lot of stories that might not be seen by the general public, and that's what we hope to show off.
All right, very cool. Ken, we appreciate you doing this and providing perspective, and I think fans will really appreciate all of that. Thanks for coming
on. Thanks.
All right, there he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Ken Rogers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.